USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is cheering the news that a coronavirus vaccine is being administered across the United States on Monday.
All along the way, it's been the heroic, resilient American people fighting and winning this battle, with the government providing smart, targeted, and essential support to sustain them.
Speaking on the Senate floor Monday, the Kentucky Republican noting that Congress has not held up on its end of the bargain to deliver another coronavirus stimulus bill. President-elect Joe Biden is taking another big step toward the White House. Election results are being certified all across the country, including Pennsylvania.
The electors of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania have cast 20 votes for the Honorable Joseph R. Biden for President of the United States.
Brian Fitzgerald announcing the results. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.